Cocktail fans, and welcome to episode 49 of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm one of the hosts. You might know me as Dave.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Hey, hello. Hi. Young man. What is your name?
I also am one of the hosts.
Oh!
And my name is Jason.
And what about this young boy here? Little Pete? No, he's not here.
I'm also one of the hosts, and my name is Jason.
Dear.
No, that's a different show. I'm Fred.
What show was that? To tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Which is back on.
Yeah, with, what's his name, from Black-ish.
Oh, sure. No, everybody who's already got a job in showbiz has got another job in showbiz.
I saw Snoop Dogg the other day hosting The Joker's Wild.
Yeah, everybody...
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Wow, they're really changing their demographic, I guess. Yeah, yeah. You got to go with the times.
Snoop Dogg, and it's with a little bit of swearing involved.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's on Much Music here in Canada.
Wow.
And it was pretty good.
What am I doing here? I should be watching that.
Yeah. You should be. Oh, yeah, no, Snoop is a very natural host. I was surprised. Okay. Who was the guy that used to host it back in the 70s?
Jack Barry, wasn't it?
I always forget if it was Jack Barry or if it was actually Jack Wilde.
No, Jack Wilde was on Puffin Stuff. Wasn't that Jack Wilde?
Oh, the kid?
Little kid.
Oh, he might have been Jack Wilde.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, there was always something confused me. But maybe it was just Jack Barry.
I thought it was Jack Barry, but okay. I could be...
Was there another Barry that was also a...
There's Chuck Barris.
Oh, there was Chuck Barris that did the Gong Show.
Right.
And espionage.
Yeah, he claimed to be a CIA hitman. Right, yeah.
And then maybe it was Jack Barry then. Yeah. But I love The Joker's Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had the big slot machine thing that you could pull.
He had me at slot machine.
Yeah. Joker. Anyway, I would check out Snoop Dogg.
Okay. You say so. But anyways, we're not doing games here.
This isn't the Mark Goodman, Bill Todman podcast.
No. This is a GEL podcast.
That's right.
We make cocktails, not money. Although sometimes I wish we did make money. But we'll have to drown our sorrows in a cocktail.
Wow, I like that. We might have to put that on our webpage as our little subtitle.
Yeah.
Our motto. Yeah, that's our mission statement.
Yeah.
What was it? We make cocktails, not money?
Yeah.
We don't make money, we make cocktails.
No, we make cocktails, not money.
We make cocktails, not money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that. That's it, folks.
Well, I did work in advertising.
I am crying a little bit now.
Yeah. You did work in advertising. Yeah. You were on Madison Avenue.
Yes, I was one of the original Mad Men.
I know.
Anyways, what do we got drink-wise on the bar for this show?
Well, you want the long story or the short story?
Well, we usually give the long story, as always on this show, so give us a long story.
I had, and then Fred's going to jump in on this.
Yeah.
I had the idea, because I found two drinks long hidden in my iPad that were both smoke-inspired.
Oh, yeah, no, they're great.
One involved lighting something on fire, turning a glass upside down over the smoke to trap the smoke, making the drink, pouring it into the smoke-filled glass.
That sounds great.
Yes. We've done one of those before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, embers before dawn?
Something like that. Eyes before ease. The other one involved making a tray of ice, putting the ice into a bowl in a smoker, lighting a fire in the smoker, smoking it as the ice melted, taking the ice, refreezing it, and using that in the drink, so as it melted in the drink, it released smoke.
Wow.
That sounds pretty good.
I know, and I couldn't wait to do this.
Oh, yeah. So where's the ice?
Well, what happened was I went on a planned visit to the hospital.
Oh, yeah?
Where they gave me the option of light anesthesia or no anesthesia.
Right.
And I took the option of light anesthesia.
Oh, yeah. Well, that should be pretty good then.
Yeah.
You'd be up and at them right away. Just pop up.
Imagine it feels like you've had a couple of cocktails once the anesthetic kicks in.
Yeah, I did feel a little more sleepy.
Oh, okay.
More like I had a couple of cocktails of whatever Bill Cosby.
Your roofie cocktail?
That's right.
Oh. Yeah,
and so now the thought of ever trying to smoke ice at the last minute.
Yeah, that didn't sound...
It would have had to have been done today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do it today. So then I flipped the whole thing.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, why don't we just compare a gin martini to a vodka martini?
Yeah.
And I figured that would, you know, we'd be already done right now. We'd be signing off.
Oh, sure. No, that would have been great.
But I sent that off. And then, lo and behold, Fred, who will now take over the story, said, I've got a better idea.
That's the best impression of me I've ever heard. Yeah. So I said to him, I said, how about, because we'd had, my wife and I had had a cocktail about a week and 10 days ago. It was great from what we could remember. It was the Bally Bally. And I was looking, I've been looking at, and I wanted to do it again. Almost right away. And I was looking at, because it's such an unusual, it's a tiki drink.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
But it has gin in it.
Yay!
And, of course, pineapple juice.
Yay!
So I thought, I wonder if there's any others. And it turns out it's not that unusual. Hmm. So I was looking for gin and pineapple, and I came up with one that was going to be sort of almost diametrically opposed. So it's similar in that it's got gin and pineapple, but that's almost all that's in it.
Oh, okay, right.
So we're going to do the basic, and then we're going to take it all the way to the Bally Bally, which is the full on
right
pedal to the metal.
Sure, turn it right up to 11.
Oh yeah, we're turning the cocktail machine up to 11 on that one.
All right.
You, because you were sleepy, said sure.
I did.
And Dave didn't check his email until it was too late. So.
I just do what I'm told.
I'm just that's what he says now.
In fact, I said to Fred in an email, I said, I don't even know what your idea is, but I love it. Let's do it. What do I got to bring?
I know. You were saying if it's spinach cocktails, I'm in.
Yeah. If there was like tuna juice involved in this, I guess we'd be doing a tuna teeny or a martuna.
Both good.
Both good.
And we may do those in the future.
Maybe the martuna has gin. Mm-hmm. The tuna teeny has vodka.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. See? Uh-huh. I think that's brilliant. Mm. Now these seem so boring.
I know. I almost sort of feel kind of sick already. Like my mouth has already made one. Like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
No. So we're gonna do this one anyway.
Right. And now you were gonna do them both because I didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But you said no. I think you should do one.
Yeah. Because I'm just as lazy as you are.
So there we go. The lazy, let the lazy elf begin. Yeah. I guess he's more lazy than me because he convinced me to do it.
Yeah.
Now, what's neat about our show? I mean, the hosts, number one.
Oh, of course.
Dave Coyne, professional broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fred Partridge.
Yeah.
Professional pump salesman.
Yeah. Actor.
Actor.
I've been paid to act.
You've been paid to act. Yeah. Video game voiceover artist.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've been paid to do that too.
Yeah. Dave Coyne, professional copywriter.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah.
Just layabout?
Yeah.
Interested third party?
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say. Actually, I know what I was going to say, but I forget why I threw all that other shit in there.
Oh.
But.
Yeah.
Anytime we do a tiki episode,
yeah.
I think that always leads to the most comments and likes on our Instagram page. It never leads to any comments on our comment page.
No.
No.
But I think almost always, if we show a picture of a tiki a tiki mug, we get likes on it. If we have tiki in the title, those tend to be our most downloaded episodes. Mm-hmm. People love tiki.
Mm-hmm. Well, why shouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder this
That's what this is going to be about.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't you? Exactly. And if you don't, well...
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment. Exactly.
And whenever we do tiki, we almost always go to the guy that made it all possible. There's no really way to overstate,
no,
really, this Jeff Barry's contribution to this. He was the guy, and he only did it by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah,
because people started to drop like he'd already lost people.
Yes,
bartenders. Mm-hmm. They kept these recipes so closely guarded. A lot of them were written in code by the manager of the bar, mm-hmm. whether it was Don Beach or anybody else, Don Beachcomber. And so it was only through sheer luck that some of these people would know. They would say, like, I forget what the story was, unfortunately. It was about either Don's mix A or B or Don's
That's
spices.
Right. Yes.
A or, I forget, mm-hmm. or one, or they had fours, or two and four. Anyway, and he was stuck on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fortunately talking to another bartender who I don't think had even worked at Don the Beachcombers. Again, I'm paraphrasing, I could be wrong. But he said, yeah, I'm stumped on this guy. And that guy, oh, that was the one that was cinnamon and grapefruit. And that was all he needed. He said, oh, that's what it was? It was cinnamon and grapefruit? If that's what it was, I can't remember. Yeah. But again, skin of his teeth that he got to do this. He now owns his own bar. We've talked about it, Latitude 29. Oh, yeah. God, I hope I got the right name. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, he will do another book. And this book that Fred has, and I have, and Dave is going to be getting in the near future, is Beach Bum Berry Remixed, where he took his first two books and also added a bunch. Mm-hmm. And the one that you found in here that involves gin is one of the new of the bunch whenever this book came out. 2010, something like that?
13?
Sure. Called the Honolulu Cocktail.
Yeah.
And he has it listed with some other gin drinks on this. But this was the new one. And these were three attempts, he says here, by Polynesian joints to steer gin drinkers away from martinis. Hmm. The first, which we're not doing, is from the Tradewinds. The jury's still out on whether the Honolulu, circa 1940, so it's a time travel drink,
yep,
is the Union Saloon version cited by Somerset Maugham in his short story, Honolulu. That we don't know.
I haven't read that one.
But that's all he has on it. Do you have any other information on the Honolulu that you chose?
That's basically it. You do.
Yeah. Oh. I thought when I looked it up, the Honolulu, it was associated with the Brown Derby in Hollywood.
Oh.
And it had...
Interesting.
You continue talking and I'll see if I can bring up the page.
You can dig it up.
Yes, see if we can. We're going to go to the archive and pull out some old videotapes.
Because it is a very short blurb, but that's all it says about it.
Yep, and that's all, because I've got, I'm running Total Tiki on my phone, and that's basically the quote that I've got.
I've got the information now.
Yeah, we turn the
I'm a professional
over.
Broadcast, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. The Honolulu Cocktail, this is from the SpruceEats.com.
Oh, the Spruce.
Oh, we've used drinks from the Spruce, have we not?
They're wonderful people.
The Honolulu Cocktail was one of the signature cocktails in 1930s Hollywood. Mm. Created at the famous Brown Derby, it remains one of the best tropical gin cocktails created. Mm. The menagerie fruits in the drink likely led to the name and create a taste and feel of the island. So this is a little unique among the classic drinks in which gin was often served in against a drier, simpler palate. And so see how close this is to what you've got, Jason.
But okay.
What they got here is 2 ounces of gin, half an ounce of pineapple juice, half an ounce of orange juice, 1/4 ounce of lemon juice, 1/4 ounce of simple syrup, and 1 dash of Angostura bitters. And you garnish with a lemon spiralized zest. And optional is sugar, super fine for...
It's close.
It is. It's very close. I mean, all the ingredients are the same. The proportions are a little different. This calls for 1/4 ounce lemon juice, 1/4 ounce orange juice, 1/4 ounce pineapple juice, only 1.5 ounces of gin, and this has 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar. Do not substitute granulated powdered sugar. We're using icing sugar and a dash of Angostura bitters. So
there you go. Two different stories.
But same, similar. Very same drink, I'm thinking. Mm. And they're saying 30s Hollywood Brown Derby.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
And Jeff Barry missed that element out.
Loser.
Well.
What a hack.
I would kind of lean towards Jeff just because he's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Where this is just a web page and we know.
This is true.
Lie. They're fake news.
And I was right. The book is 2010.
Oh, I don't even know why I bothered correcting you anymore.
So perhaps there has been more information has come out, and now the Spruce has been able to tack that on there, and Jeff didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
How's that for appeasing everybody?
Yeah, everybody's happy. Everybody comes out...
Smelling like a rose.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Smelling like roses, lime...
Cordial.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to mix up a Honolulu cocktail. You know, well, this is the other thing that I said. I've said it both to you separately today, and I'm going to share it with the vast worldwide listening audience.
Sure.
Dave, professional broadcaster,
yes,
professional copywriter, all around good guy, bon vivant, was just in Hawaii.
Well, month.
A month ago.
Yeah. Seems like it was only yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was there more recently than either Fred or I.
Right.
Definitely.
So that's definitely recent.
And he is a gin fancier. So this is really Dave Coyne's wet Hawaiian gin dream.
I Couldn't have said it better myself, because I'm not a professional broadcaster.
No, 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 nor am I.
No,
no,
no.
But there is a chance.
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right, so let's jump in. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Even though this is the simple one.
This is the simple one.
It's got a few things.
It does. We're going to need a 1/4 ounce of fresh lemon juice, which you have pre-measured.
Which we did. Yeah, it's pre-measured. Okay.
Because I have to dissolve the sugar in the lemon juice.
Oh, that's going
to
take at least 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because I don't know if you know anything about dissolving stuff.
Oh, sure. No, it takes forever.
Yes.
I'm gonna have at this orange.
Okay, because we brought the gigantic juicer.
Oh yeah,
it's quite a. Check our Instagram.
The Jumbotron. Account.
That's right. This is a juicer to be used only for hand-to-hand combat. So will you juice your orange?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kept that underneath there. In fact, we probably should have had paper towel because it's a dripper. It's a dripper after you're done with what you need.
Oh yeah, and I'm a dribbler too. So
I'm gonna take this little. I'll use this little shaker.
Watch my fingers. Oh, geez, how did?
Yeah, no, you don't even have. Once it's on there, you can just let her go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold it at the back.
Yeah, I got it.
No, hang on. You don't have anything to collect the juice down below, other than the bag.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh well, that's.
Well, pause here for access.
Station identification.
We're gonna need a mixing glass.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
I was so excited.
Phew! That could have been a complete.
I was thinking, it's a complete system. I thought it collected in the bowl. Here.
No, no. You see, if you look underneath there, there's like an udder.
Oh.
Where juice pours out both willy.
I'm too tall to look underneath there.
And nilly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to dump the icing sugar into here while
there's a lot of stirring to be done.
Oh, dear. I can't believe how close we were to just making a complete sticky orange mess. We would have turned Dave's dining room into the last known Orange Julius.
Yeah.
And pre-measured this. Is that what you're telling me?
That's pre-measured. That's enough for two.
Excellent. So we're going to dump that in there. There's that fella. And go all the way down. There you go. Look at that. Oh, I tell you, it's like the best. And if anybody can get one of those huge stand-up, proper type juicer contraptions with a lever on it, you can make enough orange juice to feed an army.
Feed an army on orange juice?
Well, you don't want to have scurvy, do you?
Oh, true enough. Yep, no, that's scurvy is the scourge of the armed forces worldwide. Yep, I'm having to go at the other one here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And somebody. And you know who that is?
Of course, it's always Glenn Toronto calling during showtime.
Yeah. Showing time. The second appearance on our show. We should just have him on the show.
I think
have him
should.
Skype in.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I think I've only had two people ever call me during this show, and it's been Glenn Toronto. So it's actually not two people. It's
not
the same person twice. Same
Check
person.
Out his IMDb page.
That's
yep.
Right. Glenn Toronto.
Los Angeles-based actor.
Mm-hmm.
Writer.
Writer.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Vivant. What did you call Bon Vivant?
Bon Vivant. Yeah, raconteur.
He is a raconteur.
A bootlegger?
Possibly a bootlegger.
Mm-hmm. Petty thief?
Well, pickpocket.
Pickpocket?
Lone shark? Yeah.
No, all right, how much orange juice do you want?
I would like to have a 1/2 ounce of orange juice, please.
I think I can easily give you a 1/2 ounce of orange juice.
Excellent. And the...
I may have a little extra for me.
Oh, fantastic. Because we're also going to need...
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We don't need any lime juice in this, do we? There's a 1/2 ounce of fresh squeezed orange juice. Oh, my God. You know, they say that you can use packaged orange juice for these drinks, and you can, but there's something about fresh squeezed orange juice that is just so wonderful. Holy cow. We'll plunk that in there. And now for our pineapple juice, we have two choices. We have one pineapple juice from concentrate and one that is pineapple juice but has been augmented with apple juice.
Oh,
which one do we want to use?
Well,
shall we vote?
We should write in.
I just
everybody go to your phones right now and text.
Yes to. I'm gonna go with it all. The all pineapple.
Me too.
So 100% pineapple, even though it's from concentrate.
That's right.
Okay. We're gonna go with Gina pineapple juice.
Yay,
from the friends in the Philippines. The only place that seems to have anything to do with pineapple juice.
Sure.
Costa Rica provides our pineapples.
Yeah.
Hawaii hoards their pineapples just to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the Philippines sends pineapple juice around the world.
Everywhere.
Thank you, Philippines, on behalf of the Beatles.
For your generosity. On behalf of the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles didn't have a good time.
No, they offended a nation.
And they, in turn, offended George Harrison. Oh, and then once again, we get to the mysterious... Too many measurement jigger, but there we go. 1/2 ounce of pineapple juice. We're doubling the measurements, as we always forget sometimes to tell you. So we will have the proper one on the website. 1.5 ounces of gin. And today, well, you're going to use Dave's 3-liter jug of Tanqueray,
mm-hmm.
which we always enjoy using. It's a good quality London gin.
Yeah.
And probably pretty accurate for the sort of stuff that we would be making in 1940. There probably wasn't a whole lot of choices of gin back then, I wouldn't think. If you disagree with me, leave a comment. Think about that.
We're gonna Tanqueray certainly had the market by the, you know,
coattails.
Sure, let's go with that. Yeah.
And we've already got, so what I've done is I put the lemon juice and the powdered sugar in the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
I muddled all that up, and it actually kind of thickened up and made basically a sugar syrup out of pure lemon juice, which I think is quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then we added our orange juice, our pineapple juice, our gin. I'm going to put in a dash of the Angostura bitters. We're going to shake this up, and we're going to strain it out into these three little coupe glasses here.
Is that all there is in there?
Is that all there is to a circus? Is that all there is, my friend? Then let's keep dancing. All right. You, of course, as a gentleman of elegant leisure, won't use your hands, but I've had these clean. I was in the hospital.
Yeah. So professionally cleaned and sanitized for your protection.
Exactly. So let me shake this up. I'm going to go way over here.
Are you?
And you are going to make Hawaiian noises.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's a Hawaiian noise?
Just make us noises.
I'll sound like leaves rustling in the wind. I don't know. Waves? You want me to sound like waves?
I was looking more for... Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, I could have done that. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you could.
You could. Late now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do it for the next one.
This looks
great. Oh, you're going to use the Hawthorne?
I am, so that I can eyeball it better.
Oh, okay.
Since I brought it along, and since we now know how to use it with that funny spring action.
I looked at my Hawthorne strainer. It doesn't have the little knob.
It doesn't.
The finger rest, or whatever you call it.
Really?
Hey, that's cool.
Look at that. Holy cow.
A little soupçon, but...
We're getting pretty good at this.
Yeah, no.
I find that I can almost accurately free pour an ounce any time. I've done it so many times. And I go, wow. There we go, gents. This is the Honolulu cocktail, circa 1940, or 30s, at the Brown Derby restaurant in Hollywood, California.
All right. Oh, which one's mine?
Go for that one.
I'll go for this one.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, cheers.
Cheers. Have you actually tried this?
I know.
Okay.
No, this is a new one for me.
This is a gin tiki drink. Mm. Lots of fresh fruit on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, pretty good.
Very ginny.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Okay. Mm. This has lots to describe.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has the pineapple juice comes through there, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, I guess you get the gin.
Mm-hmm.
You taste the gin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very boozy drink.
No, something that whatever you get in a martini, that flavor, that gin comes up. Then I get the tartness of the pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's not so tart, so I guess it's being tempered by the orange juice. But then the lemon juice comes in.
And punches you right in the nose.
So the overall effect is dry, right?
Yeah.
Very dry, not too sweet. It's a small drink.
It is. Yes, because we've doubled it, then we've shared it out three ways, so this is slightly smaller than your average, than what the regular drink would be, but not much.
No, so it's still, it's going to pack a bit of a punch when you're imbibing.
Now, and this is considered a tiki drink?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess...
Because it's kind of early for the tiki phase. Wasn't tiki sort of post-World War II kind of?
Well, they're calling it a tropical, right? On the thing that you went, which I think is actually probably a better name for them. We've ended up calling them tiki drinks because we're so tiki oriented.
It's been absorbed by the tiki nation.
I think they're all tropicals.
Yeah.
And I think because it has pineapple. I think if you didn't have that in there, it could be, anything else.
But so for people who don't have a sweet tooth, this actually doesn't. It's it's fresh.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly one of the driest yeah. tiki's drinks I've had.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
No, in fact, if what Jeff Beachbum Berry said is that it was designed to lure people away, mm-hmm. this would be the thing. You say, I don't yeah. like sweet drinks. I only like martinis. Mm-hmm. You say, well, here's a gin one, mm-hmm. and you can join with your friends here. We'll put an umbrella in it. And you won't have to be such a stick in the mud, you gin-drinking creep.
But this is like, I mean, you probably had the lemon drop martini.
I don't know if I have.
Well, it's lemony.
Yeah.
But it's sweet.
Is it like limoncello sweet
yeah.
mixed in with a gin or a vodka kind of a deal?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like that. So they, so this would be a less sweet version of that. And I think more balanced version. I mean, some of that stuff is just sort of a, you know, sort of swat you in the face kind of a thing. But yes. This is very subtle.
It is very subtle. Because, it's, I mean, it's a quarter, it's only the quarter ounce, it's only 3/4 of an ounce of juice, mm-hmm. really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then 1.5 of gin.
Exactly.
And the lemon, and then there's the sweetener in it to take the edge off there, that the powdered sugar in there, which dissolves so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think this is a fun oddball drink.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've done some like gin sours and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but this is different.
It's not a and the pineapple definitely makes it. It's not like it's what was the one that we did at the request?
It's a gin daisy.
No, the Tom Collins, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is somewhere else.
This is
yeah. This is a nice discovery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the King Kamehameha Collins. And I'm just looking at the other recipes that were on the page, just to bounce off there. The other one calls for 1.5 ounces of lemon juice, 3/4 ounce of orange curacao, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar syrup, 1.25 ounces of gin, and an egg white. So yeah. Lemon juice, orange, sugar syrup, gin. It's going to taste probably quite similar to this.
But a lot sweeter.
Yeah, and no pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that's the Royal Hawaiian is 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1.5 ounces of pineapple juice, 1.5 of gin, and then the orgeat.
Right.
Orgeat syrup.
And so that'd give you more of the tiki flavor.
Perhaps. That almond stuff coming through, right? Hmm.
Also a good one. Wow. That was cool.
Yes. And the added benefit.
Oh,
no smoked ice.
I guess.
No cinnamon or cloves had to be lit on fire.
No.
Mm-hmm. We mixed it up and the three of us are drinking this.
Yeah.
So and we are going to make you breathe fire like Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Right? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to rock and roll all night and have a really good time.
Well, you got to learn the lyrics first.
Yeah.
Nice try. Gene, if you're listening, leave a comment. Oh,
it's all right. Way to the top in the cocktail podcasts.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
This is more of a rocktail podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
Yeah, I saw that. That was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about the Honolulu cocktail, or do you just want to make the next one?
No, I want to compare them head to head.
Head to head. Now, the other one is called, well, you're going to do the other one, so you're going to give us the story on it.
Yeah, the Bally Bally.
Bally Bally.
Bally Bally.
Now, this is, I'm going to tell you while you look it up on your phone,
mm-hmm.
this is also in Beach Bum Berry's Remixed.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if it was new to this one, but it's hard to find in the other stuff. So it's in the Totally Tiki app?
Total Tiki.
Or is it Total Tiki?
Total Tiki.
Because Jeff Berry has an app, E-I-E-I-O. And in that app, he has the Bally Bally. But in, what were the first two apps called that I have? The Beach Bum Berry app.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell
because they're on your phone, not mine.
Yeah, and it's in my pocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking my hand in there again.
No. So I guess, but was it new to this book? Is that why I missed out on it?
I think so, because I looked in the other books. So I saw it on the phone first, and then I looked for it in the book, and that was the only one that it popped up in.
The Bally Bally is new in this book.
See?
So do yourselves a favor, folks. Go out and get yourself Beach Bum Berry Remixed.
Yes.
But if you can get the original two books, Beach Bum Berry's Grog Log and Intoxica,
mm-hmm.
then you're a completist like me.
Oh, yeah. Even though there's a lot of duplication.
Oh, yeah. But you can't do multiplication if you've had...
No, a Bally Bally.
Bally Bally.
There's a long story in the Bally Bally, which maybe I'll get you to read.
Is it the same story as this?
Yeah.
From Bally Highs at the Beach. I can read it from this.
New Orleans, circa 1950s.
Okay.
So.
Are you handling all of the fruit?
I'll handle all the fruit. You know me. I like to handle fruit.
Well, that's our other podcast. Oh, yeah. Fred Partridge.
Fruit Handler.
Mm-hmm. So it says here, Dave, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
You have to listen for the listening audience.
All right. Well, I'll...
The Bally Bally. Now, Dave has been to the Bally High in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
He went there because I told him to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to the Bally High in San Diego.
I've been to the Bally High in San Diego.
Did you go there because I told you to go there, or did you go of your own volition before we even knew you?
I went in 2012.
Oh, so then you went because I told you to.
I do most of what I do.
Because I would argue that none of us knew about the Bally High on Shelter Island prior to us all hanging out together and getting the Beach Bum Berry's books.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, this is not from that. This is from New Orleans.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, no, I didn't read far enough.
Oh, wow.
See, I freely admit that I have 99.9% to learn. From Bally High at the Beach, New Orleans, circa 1950, when Elvis Presley was a frequent customer. This is what this recipe is from.
But he hardly ever drank.
Yeah, that's
what? Weird.
He loved their peanut butter nanner sandwiches.
Yeah, I guess.
Owner Harry J. Batt's grandson, Jay, recently found these recipes in the family archives. He told the Bum, "My grandfather was a self-educated man. He never got out of the fifth grade." Well, then, he must have been there. So he's not entirely self-educated.
No, I got to fifth grade.
He learned the basics.
Yeah. But he had the gift of gab, made friends with a lot of movers and shakers. Now, the shakers are a sect of the Quakers, I
believe. Sure, yeah, I believe so. Yeah, so he really did get around.
Yeah, I don't know if these are the same shakers, but I was wrong about the Bally High. And he used those connections and saved his money and eventually bought the Lake Pontchartrain, sorry about the pronunciation, folks, amusement park in 1928. He got the idea of building the Bally High there after seeing the show South Pacific.
Simple enough.
The restaurant opened in 1952. My God, so he bought it in 1928 and he waited.
Well, certainly, yeah.
I don't want
to get his business plan altogether.
Double check off some of those figures there.
24 years later. The restaurant opened in 1952, but Jay's memory of the place began in the mid-60s. In the summer, everyone would go to Pontchartrain Beach. Pontchartrain? Pontchartrain? But in the winter, we went out what we called sampans. Volkswagen buses with bamboo siding and drivers wearing Hawaiian shirts and leis.
Nice.
Oh. Why do we not still have that in a bigger amount? I mean, I'm not sure there's somebody that has that.
Sure.
I bet if you went to Tiki Oasis, you'd find dozens of those. But I can't put bamboo on the side of my Mazda 3. I'd look like a complete nut.
Yeah.
You need a Volkswagen. Oh, we should all get a Volkswagen bus.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll start to crowdsource that.
And we have Hawaiian shirts. We're halfway there.
Sure. I'm making more orange juice here, folks, so cover your eyes.
These guys would drive into the city, pick up customers from the business district and out-of-towners from hotels, take them to the Bally High, and then drive them back after dinner. It's like a breakthrough concept.
Is it?
That everybody has to have now since
it's... like Uber.
It's super illegal now to drink and drive.
Oh.
It used to be frowned upon, as
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And you then know. It used to just be like, hey, don't be stupid and drink and drive. But now it's officially illegal.
Oh, yeah. No, they've really, tightened up on that.
And so now a lot of your facilities, not facilities, your facilities will not do this, but your establishments will sometimes have a door-to-door service to get you to come and drink and go back home.
That's a great idea.
They probably want money for it.
Yeah. Sorry, this orange thing. It's more of an orange mangler.
You got to make sure you got this in. Just to anchor it on the bottom.
Sorry, folks. I'm not actually been trained on this machine. So
no, but you're juicing like Johnny Juicer.
It's sort of like the way I operate a forklift.
One day, Jennifer said to me, "You, sir, have a juicer." And we laughed. Anyway, you could start drinking early. They'd hand you a tropical drink in the van as they picked you up. Now, that's probably illegal. But
I would imagine, yeah.
No, I don't think it's illegal to be picked up and given a drink.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are you really allowed to drink in a limousine when they give you drinks in a limousine?
Yeah.
But I'm driving.
Well, you can't.
No, I'm sorry.
You don't drive a limousine, do you?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah, I know. The belly. Remember when that girl stumbled out the door and died because she'd been drinking in the back of one of those limousine buses?
Yeah, I don't. Somebody wasn't. Yeah, there's. Okay. Yeah,
you still need some sort of supervision. I guess.
Yeah, I think you need a little supervision.
If they didn't have those stripper poles in the back of those limousine buses, from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. The Bally High closed in 1983 when the Bats sold the 55-acre amusement park property to the little-known University of New Orleans.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
It sounds like a scam to me.
But their phone number used to be Fairview 9859, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And there's two drinks here from them, the Bally Bally and the South Pacific Punch. We probably should have done the South Pacific Punch, but we're doing
the... Yeah, I know, you're right. I think we should have.
We're doing the Bally
Bally. I'm still working my way through the orange juice here.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the ingredients are, because Fred has been doing so much citrus preparation here that we're afraid of some sort of...
I'm going to start squeezing the pineapple. Yes. Whoa!
The coconut crabs have started to come up from Dave's cellar. The Bally Bally is a big drink, folks. It's like... not that it's complicated, but there is lots of stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
An ounce of fresh lime juice, 1 ounce of fresh orange juice, 1 ounce of unsweetened pineapple juice. 1 ounce of dark Jamaican rum.
Get into it.
1 ounce of light Virgin Islands rum. 1 ounce of gin. 1 ounce of cognac. Half an ounce of simple syrup. Half an ounce of falernum. And a half ounce of passion fruit syrup.
I'm exhausted.
I know. You need a drink. And believe it, you shake this with ice cubes if you can actually fit them into the shaker after all is said and done.
All right, we're trying to... line up my... Got this. I'm wearing out the jigger, the measuring thing, because I'm pouring so much stuff into it.
Mm-hmm. And that's an old Shaker song, wearing out the jigger. Wearing out the jigger, wearing out the jigger.
I'm uncomfortable with this discussion. So I've got the Cruzan.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is the fancy Cruzan, because I couldn't get the other stuff, but this is nice.
Yeah, for sure.
The single barrel.
Very good. I love all of the Cruzan rums, man. I wish the Cruzan would sponsor our show and send us a sample of all of their rums, please, Cruzan.
I need to get more of this.
We love the stuff.
You know, it's like, oh, why do you buy the good stuff? Because I'm going to drink it. He said, why wouldn't you use cheap ingredients?
Yeah. That's what they say when you're using wine to cook, right? To make a spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
People say, oh, I'll use that cheap, awful wine. Yeah. So, no, if it's not good enough for you to drink, why would you want to cook with it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've got the dark, I've got the Cruzan, because they call for a Virgin Islands rum.
And that is definitely a light Virgin Islands rum.
Yeah.
At the Bally High, this glass was then placed in a larger glass filled with smoking dry ice.
Oh, we could have smoked some dry ice.
Now, you have access to dried ice?
No.
No, that is correct.
I'm one for one.
That's what he told the FBI.
And I'm sticking to my story. Was this just a test?
It would be great if you did have access to dry ice, because I think we could have a lot better pictures.
Oh, I'd have a lot more fun making drinks. So I've got the dark rum, I've got the Virgin Islands rum, I've got the gin, and now I'm taking the Pierre Ferrand First Cru de Cognac.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun with this cognac.
It's excellent stuff. Great for cocktails.
I think we've talked about this before, but did they design this as a mixing cognac?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so this is designed to replicate a cognac from 1840.
Is that an ounce you've got in there?
It's 2 ounces.
I thought you weren't going to double the one on this one because everything was so huge in this amount.
Fudge.
Oh, dear.
We're going to be drunk.
So you...
See, that's why it's better that I don't do this. You're really good at this.
I know.
I have to say.
I'm kind of a natural, I guess.
You are.
I'm like a professional bartender.
You are like a professional bartender.
So we need a...
We're going to have to share this with a fourth person.
So you've actually been doubling everything so far? So
I
our
have
proportions
been.
Are correct?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I have been doubling everything because that's just sort of what I'm used to doing it. And even though I said before, I'm not going to do that...
He was very adamant, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone.
Oh, I know, I know. I argued.
This drink was so potent because it has 4 ounces of booze in it that it was going to be fine for the three of us to share. Like, look how deep it is in the
mixing. No, it's like a big milkshake.
I've got barely enough room. I've got 2 more ounces to go in there, and I've got room for about...
You know what we might have to do is we might have to pour it into my shaker, and we're both going to be shaking this thing.
Oh, maybe. Double shakes.
Double shakes.
Whole lot of shaking
going on.
That's
what I've got right now. Sorry, I've got it.
Is this the final ingredient yet?
Oh, That's the passion fruit syrup.
Yes.
So that's probably one of the harder ones to get. I mean, this is Trader Tiki's, which is now D.B. Reynolds.
Yeah.
Which means I got to really replace all my...
exactly. And I still have some of the syrups of his with the original label on it. Maybe I should be trying to sell them back to him. He'll be like, maybe. Oh my God, you still got that? I haven't used that since 19... Ooh, and then a fresh cracked John D. Taylor Velvet Falernum, which we think, quite possibly, is one of the nicest Falernums out there.
Yeah.
There's other Falernums. There's one that I got at a...
Wow.
At a... God, that is a...
That's a... I think the ice is now melted.
Yeah, if that could overflow.
Do you want to pour half of it into the other one there and...
We'll get more...
Let's get a picture of double shaken. That'd be...
It's the same ingredients, really, that were in that one.
So you're okay with that?
Yeah. Oh, Instagram's going to eat this up, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Two guys shaking cocktail. Man.
Have we still got some ice cubes?
Oh, yeah, there's cubes.
Okay. Throw a couple of cubes in mine, a couple of cubes in yours.
And let's go cubist.
All right, so this is definitely a sharing drink, so...
put your top on there, dude. We don't want shaker to be all over floor.
For you kids out there, never shake topless.
But I need you to write.
No, we got to shake.
Concerned about the sound, but okay.
Okay, hold on. All right. Two crazy. Well, man. Our volume meter went right off the charts.
Yeah, we apologize.
Here we go.
In fact, we probably have to adjust that. I bet we've got way too much sound in our thing.
So I'm going to fill this one up.
Okay.
For photographic purposes.
All right. Okay. Well, then I will dump into this one here for drinking purposes.
You can put that wherever you like.
Yeah.
So it's
Or do you want to save this and take it home with you?
No, that's fine. We'll find a way to get rid of this stuff one way or another. Maybe. Dave will be drinking this all night long.
All night long.
That's the worst Lionel Richie I've ever.
Really?
You know, now there is one danger of this, Freddie.
Oh, yeah?
And because of the way you dumped it out,
mm-hmm.
should these actually all be mixed together at some point? Because is there a chance that there was, you know, you took the top half and dumped it into my shaker?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe we're going to need
one more stir. I would pour it back in here, pour it in yours.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Just give it a stir.
Yeah. I thought that we had more for some reason. And we got a spoon. There you go.
There's no way that's not mixed now.
I want to just give it one extra little bit.
You don't trust me.
I do trust you, but the volume is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought it was loud when we shook those drinks, this is ridiculous. This is
ridiculous.
That's right.
It's so ridiculous.
Does the Bally High still offer that door to door pickup business?
Yeah, because we need that right now. Hang on.
All right. Ooh. He's doing a quick.
Oh.
Does it work? Is that how you remember this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me.
This is pretty good.
I don't doubt it. All right. Oh, my God.
Good thing we got that bar mat that Jason...
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's put that other thing on.
Oh.
There's my little... Yeah. There you go. Because at least it's got a bit more control.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Let's do this. Yeah, we got to start videotaping these because the people at home would love to see...
They'd love to see the shenanigans and hijinks.
There we go.
But your strainer, your built-in strainer is getting plugged with all the pulp.
Yeah, they get a lot of bad press, the built-in strainer. However, if for some reason you've managed to make a drink that is insanely huge,
mm-hmm.
the built-in strainer is just exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Look at that. Ooh, dear. And not surprisingly, there's still enough for another round in here.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
I couldn't be happier, and I haven't even had one yet.
At least you've tasted it before.
Oh, I have. I'm just going to... There we go.
Get a photo for the website, because people won't believe the sheer volume of this.
Oh, I don't know what that's going to look like.
All right.
Sorry, I've been drinking.
You're going to come back onto this side?
Sure. Well, I'll sit. You're over there now.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to give you... Because this was yours that you were going to sip and compare.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
and I will take mine to sip and compare.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then hand me one of those megalithic. Lovelies.
Oh, not over the Look keyboard.
They're nice, nice and frothy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the Bally High. No, sorry, the Bally Bally.
The Bally Bally.
There is a Bally High, but that's a different cocktail. Oh.
Yes.
This is the Bally Bally.
Hmm. Let's have a sip of this.
Hmm.
Oh, I see why Fred is all over this. Yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's not overpowering. I thought it was going to be really, you know,
that's how it gets
on your ass kind of thing. But.
It will.
Oh, it's a delayed effect, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, this isn't very alcoholic at all.
Right, you say, oh, this
you is... You didn't notice this is too nice of booze, and this is you.
This is like a healthy smoothie with 4 ounces of booze thrown in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what you do is you make your smoothie in the morning, then you go out for a run.
Yeah.
And when you hit a tree, you know that that's the extent of your run for that day.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I guess what I meant was it just doesn't, it's not as boozy as you would think, considering there is 4 ounces of booze in it.
Yes.
It's very, quite
and
smooth.
And I'm not even sure if every jurisdiction will allow you to make a drink and sell a drink that has 4 ounces of alcohol in
it. This is right. True. Yeah. Like, they might have to cut this one all in half, and then it would make it legal.
Yeah.
Right? Which would be fine, too. You could certainly do that with this. Because if you make this drink... ounce of fresh lime juice, ounce of fresh orange juice, ounce of unsweetened pineapple juice, ounce of dark rum, ounce of light Virgin Islands rum, ounce of gin, ounce of cognac, half ounce of simple syrup, half ounce of falernum, and half ounce of passion fruit syrup. We got 8.5 ounces of liquid. And so that's a cup.
Yeah.
It's over a cup.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's a big, big cocktail.
And in that is going to be 4 ounces of alcohol. Plus, a little bit because of the, actually the falernum is 11%.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've also done incorrectly here for our tasting purposes, but if you were doing this at home, you would shake it with ice cubes, and then you pour the whole thing unstrained into a tall glass.
Oh, with the cubes.
With the cubes. And so as you drink it, those cubes are going to melt.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that gives you the true tiki experience.
Yes, plus it helps dilute it as you go along.
Mm.
And that was usually the magic of these drinks, was did they still taste good when now... half of the volume was water,
right?
Basically, as you get down near the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. It could change it that dramatically. But we did not do that. We just put it right in here, straight, and are hoping for the best.
Yeah, as we often do.
Now, it's not as scary as it sounds, because it's half of this is actually juice.
Sure. No, it's virtually healthy.
So even though 4 ounces of it is booze, it's now only a drink that's 20% alcohol. Actually less.
Here, I'll give you gets an ice cube here. We'll just give you a little bit.
It's actually less than 20% alcohol, so a glass of this is actually like a glass of port.
It's like having an 8 ounce glass of port.
Yes. Which is still big. I'm just a fan of math.
Sure, yeah.
And ratios.
No, I love our ratios.
But this is certainly...
whore ratios?
Oh, sorry. Is that what I said?
They're down the east end of Louisiana, exactly. Or the whore ends.
It was Fred's prostitution statistician. Prostitution for whore ratios. Sorry, go on.
Never mind. No. I'm just saying, if this is a tiki drink, it's a richer tasting kind of tiki drink, more complex tiki drink can say like this, which is a more
if you
watery.
Go back,
this is a really
intense.
Thick on your tongue, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like there used to be some juices you'd get, and you can probably still get them, which were quite thick. You know, it would be something that was probably called a nectar.
Right.
And when you dumped it out, it was just like, oh, that's coated the ice cube and everything. This is a weird thing to drink.
It's velvety, I think, is what I would describe it.
Ooh, Dave Coyne says velvety.
Oh.
There's something velvety about it.
Velvety.
Velvety. There's four ratios.
It's not like a thin fruit juice. I mean,
when
put it with the booze and everything, and
it's got a lot of body, a little bit of, it's got some good mouthfeel. The pineapple helps a lot with that.
I imagine if we didn't have it in our little glasses like we do, but a big, nice ceramic tumbler.
Yes.
With full of ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
You got your straw in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you could just sort of slowly suck on this for about a half hour.
Yeah, this is not one you just to... I'm just going to have one for the road.
Yeah. Can I just have one more bally? Well, okay. You're not driving,
glug, 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 glug.
The bus is taking me back downtown New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is wonderful.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, and I've only just discovered it.
Yes. This reminds me of what I'm not doing anymore, unfortunately. When I first got Beach Bum Berry's books, I sort of worked my way through them, and I found all sorts of favorites and stuff. Sometimes I would love a drink and I wouldn't go back to it because I was still on the journey through it.
Yeah.
And then when my hand got all stained from the lime juice, because I'd been squeezing so many, I actually got stained around here.
Hmm.
I kind of stepped back from it because I thought, that seems wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And now, because I don't do it all the time, now I'm looking to you. So have you sort of been working your way through it, or how do you choose a drink out of the Beach Bum Berries Remixed? Are you just flipping through?
I flip through. I flip through till I see some ingredients or something that's different that I haven't done and that just sort of strikes me. Like, I haven't done anything with cinnamon for a while.
Right.
So I'm thinking next time I might just look for a cinnamon drink. Yes, does... I've got it. I've got cinnamon syrup.
Exactly.
It's not getting any better.
See, I just flicked to one here that was, I think this is a hot drink. It's called a White Cap. Uh-huh. It's got Lopez coconut cream, and I still have coconut cream because I made that coconut eggnog a couple weeks ago.
Coquito.
A coquito. An ounce of amber, 151 proof rum, and I happen to have several bottles of 151 proof rum.
You do.
Half an ounce of dark Jamaican rum, a quarter of an ounce of light Puerto Rican rum, 8 ounces, one cup. Of whole milk boiling hot.
Wow.
Three cloves and ground cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a recipe from 2009, but as I said, we just flipped through the book, and that's what I came to. I said, well, I would try that.
We've never had that.
Yeah.
We'll do that, maybe we'll do that in the fall.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't that be? That sounds like something I'd want.
Yeah, no, this is a wonderful book. Beach Bum Berry's books are all really, really good. And it's funny, I think if you are a cocktail fan, you might already know more what you like. And what I mean by that is what first attracted me to the world of cocktails was the silver sort of paraphernalia of it.
Oh, the gear.
I liked the gear, and I liked the ritual of it. I liked the idea of coming home and having a cocktail or having people over. I didn't want to have people over.
No.
Clearly. I liked the pictures of old-timey people having people over.
You like the pictures of people having people over. You just don't want to have people over.
Well, it's tricky because now you got to get out snacks. If I told Dave once.
Yeah, got to get snacks.
Yeah.
But I liked that element of it. And so that leads to more of a classy... I mean, there's images of cocktails that you have. One of it is the rich people, silver set, come home, have a cocktail. The other idea is that sort of 1940s supper club cocktail thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's also the vintage Polynesian drink cocktail type idea. And so there's all sorts of different things. Now, in the craft cocktail movement, you know, they go back to a lot of the old ones, but now you do have something weird or new in it. Mm. You know, you've done something... There's a seaweed brine, or there's a star anise flavored liqueur, which is now going to be different than an absinthe or another licorice sort of thing. But there's still something that draws you in. And I got to admit, as much as I like all the other stuff, by being pulled in by the silver cocktail tray, the perfectly clear martini... I do have to admit that going through a Beach Bum Berry book just delights me more so than that because of all of the fun names, the intermingled, tangled ingredients, the fruit juices, and the creative elixir that comes out at the final end of it. Whether it's thicker like this, like Dave pointed out, or even the thin one here, the idea of trying to get gin drinkers to say, well, this is close enough to a martini because comparing it to this...
Oh, yeah.
The Honolulu is close enough to a martini. It's gin and some fruit juice, and you can drink it that way. So, yeah, I really love the Beach Bum Berry books, and I'm so glad that he did what he did.
Oh, yeah. Now, it reminds me of all the times I've been to tiki bars, and I've been to a few. And I have to say, maybe because I'm very particular about who I go with, I've always had a good time.
Yes.
And I've been, we did a bunch back in 2009. When we did you in L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah, we
went to the short-lived Trader Vic's mm-hmm. in downtown mm-hmm. LA.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we went to the short-lived, all of us went to the short-lived Luau.
Luau, right? Yep.
Reopened.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
A great space.
And Beach Bum Berry did the recipes. He did the bar. And then,
I wish we'd gone back a second. But it was at the time we were there, it was super busy. Which I guess dropped off after a few months or something.
Was it super busy? I don't remember.
It was full when we were there.
Hmm. Well, we had a table for 10.
I guess maybe it was all us.
And was that the night that somebody said that Jennifer Lopez was there?
Yes.
Yeah. But we don't know if Jennifer Lopez was
there. We were all drunk.
Right. That's a great place for celebrities to go because you say, that girl looks like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Yep.
Who? And then the conversation goes right away.
Yeah.
And the celebrity can leave unscathed.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to a one up in Malibu.
We did. We went to the short-lived one on that Malibu pier, which I do not believe was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we begged and begged and begged for me to be able to buy that mug off of them.
And you did.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Tiki T.
On that same trip, we went to the Tiki T. Oh, yeah, right.
We barely drank at all that trip.
Holy cow. That's funny.
But the moral of the story is short-lived.
Mm.
Basically. But not the tea, except for the Tiki T.
So, folks, don't wait. Don't put it off. No. Get to those Tiki places before they close.
But if you're in L.A., well, and if you haven't been to the Tiki T, go to the Tiki T.
Go to the Tiki T.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Latitude 29, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
But it's not in L.A., is it?
No. Where is that?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
I might be going to New Orleans in the fall.
Really?
Yeah.
When in the fall?
I can't remember.
Business trip?
Early, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Because I have a tiny window at work where people aren't around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you go. You might be going to Louisiana.
Yeah. So I've got some work thing. Then Laura's going to join me.
Right. Well, then I can entertain Laura while you're off doing your thing. Here's a pump question for you.
Oh, I love pump questions.
They always say with a pump.
Yeah.
Because, especially a submerged underwater pump.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run it when it's not submerged underwater.
Why is that?
All right.
That's my question. Why is that? I mean, obviously, is this going to go and burn out?
Well, it's
the water cools it too, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
Heat transfer. It's all about heat transfer, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The Gentleman of Elegant Pumps. That's our other... our new offshoot.
Say about that.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm really enjoying this, Bally Bally.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I love you guys, too. We love you, listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
if you can finagle... And the hardest things, really, are the passion fruit nectar. Although, I guess you could get some sort of a passion fruit thing from your juice aisle.
Maybe you could. You could probably even make your own just easily enough.
Yeah. I had some actual passion fruit a couple of weeks ago.
So they're
in Hawaii?
No.
Oh.
But you can make, of course. Somebody, you just get some passion fruit. Make your own passion fruit nectar.
The thing is, with passion fruit, you cut open and it's sort of this gelatinous kind of.
Oh, it's one of those kinds.
Yeah, it's kind of like gooey, slimy.
Get some cheesecloth.
It's...
Falernum is the bugger.
Falernum is the bugger.
More and more places have it. I mean, you have to go to this more of the specialty places like Gourmet Warehouse, I think, has Falernum now in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Barn and Bartender.
I've almost gotten to the point where I almost want to not say that anything is hard to get. Because if you have access to a computer, you can get anything.
Mm. That's true. I was about to order some maraschino cherries by mail.
Right.
And then I found that now, if I go to the right place, it's all over the place here, so... But even now, was it? But for the average person, let's say if you're going to have gin, you're going to have rum, you're going to have pineapple juice, you're going to have, a lot of lemons and limes and oranges, easy to get, but you can't go to the Safeway and get Falernum.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's the hardest of all of this stuff. That's the hardest thing to get.
It is.
Yeah, but if you can get it.
But if you can order it online, if you have access to a computer.
It's well worth having it because then it makes it able for you to mix, what was I saying?
Oh, exactly. Now, the Falernum, too, the key thing to Falernum is the flavor profile of it, which I've already forgotten because I was talking about Beach Bum Berry or Don the Beach's stuff. Because there's recipes for homemade Falernum.
Really?
I think Falernum is the allspice. Is it? No, that's allspice dram.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of that stuff overlaps.
It does a little bit. You are both of those are correct.
I am that.
What does this say? 225. I'm going to see if there's a recipe in his book here.
How long have we been doing this, Dave?
What, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, this show.
This show.
We're almost an hour.
Oh, we got lots of time. You can look that up.
Falernum is a ginger lime syrup invented in the West Indies. Cocktailians have gone to war over which brand of Falernum is the most authentic. Questions of provenance aside, we've found that Fee Brothers works best in vintage tropical drinks.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. And the Epicurious can also make their own. See the recipe on page 197, which I will not put on the website, because here's what you do. If you want to make Falernum, Google it. And there'll be a recipe for it. This one's called Falernum No. 9, which involves 6 ounces of Ray and Nephew overproof white rum, the zest of 9 limes, 40 whole cloves, 1.5 ounces of peeled julienne ginger, 2 tablespoons of blanched slivered almonds.
I like a nice silvered almond.
14 ounces of 2-to-1 simple syrup, 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract, and 4.5 ounces of fresh lime juice. So, really, that's what it is. It's lime, ginger, sweet rum.
So you have to age that in a barrel?
Combine the rum, lime zest, cloves, and ginger in a jar and seal, letting the mixture soak for 24 hours. Then strain it through moistened cheesecloth, squeezing the solids to extract all the liquid. Add the extract, sugar syrup, and lime juice. Shake it all together and serve. It'll keep in the fridge for about a month.
So that sounds pretty easy, right, folks?
Sure.
And you'll have a gallon of Falernum.
You'll have a gallon of Falernum. You'll have
it'll last for a week.
That's right. But it is very good. The aromatic ginger lime syrup is commercially available, but more adventurous gastronauts might want to try making their own.
Yeah.
That's what Paul Clark did when he couldn't find Falernum in his hometown.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with Paul Clark.
A big problem when your job is writing about cocktails for the San Francisco Chronicle, Imbibe magazine, and the drink blog cocktailchronicles.com. It took Paul over a year of experimentation to come up with his Falernum No. 9.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone to No. 10.
Oh, yeah?
But the pragmatist in him won out over the perfectionist. You have no idea how my family was reacting to a refrigerator full of mason jars with green, funky-smelling liquids in them, says Paul. And that's in the spaces between the vermouth bottles.
Oh.
And good for Paul for refrigerating his vermouth.
Oh, yes. We've gone on and on about that.
You got to chill your vermouth.
Mm-hmm. Keep your vermouth chilled.
Mm-hmm. And your friends closer.
Exactly.
Enemies closer.
What?
Get your friends closer, your enemies closer?
Yes. Keep your friends closer, your enemies closer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
And your vermouth.
And your vermouth in your fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've only drank half of the Bally Bally.
I know. We're going to invite you over.
Sure.
We'll just put the cap on and you guys take it home.
No. Split it up. We'll leave that here.
No.
You put that in a mason jar next to your Falernum.
You refrigerate that.
Yeah. It'll be something to have when you come home from work tomorrow.
Otherwise.
Upstairs?
Yeah, upstairs.
Otherwise, I can take it home because it does have a lid on it, as you've slow wisely pointed out.
I insist you take it because you'll drink it fresh soon.
Oh yeah,
sooner than later. He seems
definite about it. He's made a decision.
He has.
Yeah, I'm not listening to Jason anymore. I'm not just following his directions. I'm gonna be the kingpin around here.
You're taking charge.
You know what it seems like, though? It seems like we should make Dave drink at least half of that right now. On the air. So he doesn't have to drive anywhere.
Keep recording and see what the results are.
See what salty sea shanties come out of our friend Dave.
No.
Yeah. I never liked any of you.
You know, you're holding me back. Now, I've gone back to, because I drank all my Bally Bally, I've gone back to our good old-fashioned, old-fashioned.
Honolulu.
Old favorite.
Yes, and it is. It's extremely dry.
But it's nice. And I've gone back to it, and I still like it.
Yeah. Even after the sweetness of the Bally Bally, even to go back to that, it's dry, but it's still sweet.
It's very refreshing.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No.
Strike that from the record.
Okay. we'll get the tape, we'll cut it out.
Yeah.
Splice it back together again. Nobody will ever know that you said a word.
Yep. I got a razor blade. I'll just go get it. Mm-hmm. Cut the tape.
My hand!
Wow.
Terrific.
That was impressive.
That was impressive. That's a great save, Fred, for my big plan to my small plan to this plan. This was fantastic.
I like your plan, too. We're going to plan it. It's going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be just a last minute.
No, not a thrown together thing.
No, we're going to have, like, fantastic rum. Vodka?
I don't know. What are we doing?
We're going to do the martini off.
Oh, the martini off.
Yeah. And so we're going to have the best vodka, we have the best gin, and maybe we'll throw in a third, like a ringer.
I don't think that's the right term.
No, we'll have an... maybe it's not a ringer. We'll have a dark horse. That's what I'm looking
for. Oh,
yeah, a not a ringer. Dark horse.
Right. Only we'll do this for our Kentucky Derby show.
Yeah. I'm thinking we'll do the two classic martinis.
Yeah.
Well, in your opinion, the one classic martini and that other thing.
And the upstart vodka nightmare.
Drink.
Yes.
The vodka drink, the martini, which is gin, mm-hmm. and then we'll do something. We'll pick a third one that's something...
Well, there's a one that mixes the two. Is the Vesper got both?
Well, the Vesper does. Yeah, maybe the Vesper.
Maybe we do that. Maybe as a peace offering, we do the Vesper. Look at me pretending to shake hands with myself.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
It looks like you're shaking hands with yourself.
It does, doesn't it? It's because I'm a trained mime.
Oh, sure.
As well as a professional broadcaster.
So, but is that for our next show?
No, that's for a show.
Yeah, because the next that show is our milestone. It's our 50th episode.
50 episodes. Yeah, 50th episode, right. Yes.
We're still working out the details, I guess, on that.
Yeah, we'll do something special,
but we don't know what.
But it'll still involve cocktails.
Well, of course.
I bet it better. But we're going to need proof. We're going to need 50 comments to prove that 50 people listen to this show.
Oh, God.
Or the whole thing's being shut down.
What?
That's it. We'll pull the plug on the whole goddamn thing.
All right. So it's my automotive podcast. Podcast will be coming up then.
Maybe. Or maybe we just come over to Dave's, but we don't use the microphone.
And just drink?
We just drink. And talk like we're doing
that. That doesn't sound bad, actually.
No, it's all right. After work on a Tuesday?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm in.
All right. Well, thank you for all your support over the years. Yeah. It's a shame we couldn't get to 50.
Yeah, oh, so close. So close.
Cue the montage. Memories like the corners of my mind.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's our wind up for episode 49.
Yes, if we had to vote on a favorite.
I have to go with... this fella right here.
The Bally Bally.
I tell you, it's the full package. Yeah. It's a full meal deal.
And Fred knew that coming in.
It packs a punch.
Now here, speaking of punch.
Uh-oh.
Hold still, you bastard.
Do I have to duck?
Do I have to duck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bob and Weave?
Bob and Sandy.
Bob and Dave? Sam and Dave?
There was a drink that was in one of these. I don't know if he carried it over to us. He should have. Is this the one? In Beach Bum Berries. This would actually be a good... If we were the kind... If we were like... what's that thing that happens in March? That madness. What's that March madness?
March madness?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, they call it March madness. Mm-hmm. I'm not a sports fan, but no. I'm aware of March madness. And it doesn't seem like madness. It seems like a pretty straightforward... teams play each other and whoever wins...
It's overly organized, if anything.
That's right. It should be called March Mundane.
Yeah.
Because it's perfectly laid out. I guess the madness is that the crazy team might win once and knock out the favored team.
Yes.
And that screws up your thing. But, oh dear, I went too long in the explanation again.
So we ran out of time?
No.
Thanks everybody for tuning in.
This was a drink that I loved, which is called the Puka Punch.
Oh.
Which is why I said punch. This was a tiki tea recipe. Which I don't think was on the recipe at the Tiki Tea anymore because it's too convoluted. I asked one of the fellows at the Tiki Tea and he said, yeah, Beach Bum Berry has some drinks in there that we don't do anymore. But this would be great to compare to the Bally Bally because this has an ounce of lime juice,
yeah.
3/4 of an ounce of orange juice, mm-hmm. 3/4 of an ounce of unsweetened pineapple juice, 3/4 of an ounce of passion fruit syrup,
yeah.
3/4 of an ounce of honey mix, which is like sugar syrup, yeah. But it's honey mixed 1-to-1 with water, a 1/4 of an ounce of falernum,
mm-hmm.
an ounce of gold Virgin Islands rum,
mm-hmm.
3/4 of an ounce of dark Jamaican rum,
right.
3/4 of an ounce of lemon heart 151 proof Demerara rum as a float, Angostura bitters, and the 8 ounces of crushed ice. And this is done in the old blender situation.
Yeah.
And I've made this drink several times, and it is fantastic.
Do you have a blender?
Oh, I got
a blender. You got the blender. You got the Oster. But do you have a drink blender?
Well, I don't know.
The one with the little, like that, the one with the prop that you stick your drink on?
We have that because we used it here one time, didn't we?
I think so.
Yeah, we used it.
I think it was in the kitchen, but I don't think it was.
No.
Yeah.
Not to confuse with your Snoopy snow cone machine.
Snoopy snow cone disaster.
What a great thing.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like the milk chip blender.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think.
I've used that for that, but I also have a real blender. I also have a hand blender.
Why don't I have one of those blenders, though?
Because you are not serious about this.
Good point.
You've taken this lackadaisical.
I know.
Oh, sure, you got 100 bottles of booze, but do you have anything to blend it with?
No.
You pour it in your hand and sipping it like an old prospector at the creek.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
Put everything except the Lemon Heart 151 in a blender. Mm-hmm. Blend at high speed for 5 seconds. Pour unstrained into a tall glass. Float the Lemon Heart on top of the drink. Garnish with a cocktail cherry spear to a pineapple and orange slice. The Puka Punch is fucking awesome.
How awesome is it?
Really, really good.
Oh, good.
Maybe that should be our new slogan. Fucking awesome.
No, I think yours is better. We make cocktails, not money. But you could change all that.
You could.
Yeah.
Well, just visit our Patreon account.
Click on the link and buy that book.
Yeah.
Do we have this book on our links page?
I don't think so.
Oh, we should add that.
We should add that.
By the time you've listened to it, Dave has already done that.
Mm-hmm.
So Beach Bumberry.
So Wyatt, we'll get 75 cents.
Yeah. I mean,
Split three ways.
We might get a tiny commission if you click to it on our website and buy it through Amazon. But. Yeah. But wouldn't you like to help us out?
Sure.
Until Cruzan comes through with all of this,
big sponsorship. Yeah, visit our products page at www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And visit our Instagram account, Cocktail Podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get at Campari Canada to help too. Not for this, but Negroni Week's coming up.
Oh, Negroni Week.
So we did a Negroni show last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did a Kentucky Derby show last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're both coming up, and we done them.
And we still don't have sponsors.
We still don't have sponsors.
Yeah.
But we'll keep trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we could actually try.
Or yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah. But if you're listening and you want to sponsor us,
just
write us now.
But no, I'm looking forward to Negroni Week because there's a bunch. We talked about a bunch of other Negronis when we did Negroni Week because we did, I think, two versions. I can't remember what they were. It's on the list.
It is on the list.
But there's a bunch more of variations. There's a lot of variations of Negroni. If you listen to the or watch the, it was that World of Cocktails. What's the big thing every year?
Tales
of the Cocktail. So yeah. they did the thing down in South America on the Negroni a couple of years ago. If you watch that on YouTube, these are the guys from Campari and from Campari and somebody else. Anyway, they were talking about all the different variations of the Negroni cocktail. So
was it one of the gin companies?
No, the gins.
This gin is not
the important part. Gin.
What's the third ingredient?
Vermouth. The dry vermouth. Oh, I'm trying to remember which company.
No, it's not dry. It's the wet vermouth.
The sweet vermouth.
The wet vermouth.
It's all
dry. Wet vermouth. Red? Sweet?
The red sweet vermouth.
Yeah.
Campari and gin.
And
use any gin you want.
Yes. Yeah, they don't care. But
it's just a pen. You don't have to worry.
I thought it was a gun.
No, it's a pen.
Okay.
I'm allowed to carry a pen. my Second Amendment right.
License to write. That's what
you're but yeah, so Negroni Week's coming up, so I'm looking forward to that because we can maybe do the Sbagliato. Sbagliato.
Didn't we do that last time?
We talked about it, but I didn't know if we did it.
Was that the mistake one?
Yeah. I don't think we did it. We talked about it.
Okay.
I looked at the list.
Yeah, no, I believe you. I just thought that we did do it because we talked about it.
We talked about it so much, we should have actually done it.
Wow. When is Negroni Week?
It's in June, early June.
Oh, so we still got a mile away. We got
two episodes.
This is literally April while we're recording this. But when you're listening to this, it could be any time, anywhere.
This is after the apocalypse.
That's right. So this is the future, people, and you've managed to learn how to do this, to play these sound files back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And first of all, you found out through the other podcast that the What's Their Names in Seattle do, the Omnibus.
Yeah.
Omnibus podcast is done like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's done as though it's been rediscovered.
Oh.
It's a very good podcast.
Oh, really?
Has what's his name that won all the money on Jeopardy a million years ago?
Kent something? Is that his name? I don't remember his name, but.
Genius.
It's very good.
Well, look him up. Just use the Google if the Google exists. Yes. You're listening to this.
Omnibus.
But that's not that long. I mean, that's only about two episodes away for us. So, you know, we're one, two, yeah, it could be the one, the the 52nd episode could be the Negroni one. So,
wow. Well, maybe, let's get through the 50th first.
I don't know if we can do it, man. It's hard. It's hard.
I'm going to look in here right now and see if there's any drinks called Golden, because it'll be our golden anniversary.
Yeah, if you got any ideas and you're listening to us live.
Here's a drink called the Golden Dream, and here's a drink called the Golden Wave.
All right, it's done. Oh, I had the Golden Wave. It's good and it's easy. It's falernum, pineapple juice, and I think just one rum. It's pretty simple.
Golden Wave, is that what you said?
Golden Wave.
The Golden Wave is pineapple juice, lemon juice, triple sec, falernum, Puerto Rican rum.
Not that easy.
Not as easy as...
I made it at one barbecue, and I blew through a lot of falernum.
Wow. And above that is the Golden Dream, which was new to the book in 2010, which is orange juice, Galliano, Cointreau, heavy cream, and crushed ice.
Galliano?
Yeah.
Oh, I can finally get rid of some again. Well, maybe we'll do those.
I gotta find the one that I want to use up your cinnamon Goldschlager. Maybe we'll do the Golden Dream.
Yeah.
And then the one that has the Goldschlager.
Oh, the Goldschlager.
Our golden anniversary. Now, a lot of times, people that have a golden anniversary have to do something for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
We've done this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But 50 episodes.
But 50 episodes, true. Mm-hmm. But I think we are jumping the gun a little bit. It's like when Survivor says, welcome to our 20th season.
Yeah.
So you've only been on...
10 years.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's funny because when you look at it that way...
It's been on for 18 years.
Is it 18?
Yeah. Hmm. Imagine such a shitty show being on for 18 years.
So somebody was talking about... it was a play. We were talking about it because I'm doing a play.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And so they're talking about some guy that was dating a woman twice his age and how that's just wrong. And I said, I don't know that I would date a woman twice my age. Because she'd be 120.
Right.
And
right.
And some of them said, well, what if she's in good shape? I said, well, maybe. If she was, taking care of herself.
Do you want to put a rim shot in there? Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So it's all relative.
You should date your relatives.
We could.
Said Einstein.
Well, not according to our play.
Oh, you want a rim shot for that one, too?
All right. But, so I don't know if I want to hang around for another 50 years.
Did you just call me an asshole?
Probably.
You want a rim shot for that? Good. Funny in threes.
And K's.
Yeah.
And K's are funny.
Yeah, 3 K's aren't funny.
You remember when you asked me...
the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Remember when you asked me what time we're at?
Yeah.
And I said it was an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was 17 minutes ago.
Oh, you guys got to go. You either got to go to work, you got to go to bed.
People love this show. They'll stick with it to the end.
I don't think so. Yeah. I would have tuned out 10 minutes ago.
We're going to say hello to you, Jeff, for listening all the way to the end.
Through the end.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff and from the Whiskey Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff...
I thought you meant Jeff Barry.
And Jeff Barry.
And Jeff Barry.
And Jack Barry.
And yeah. Jack Barry, the other beach bum. The Joker is beach bum.
Jack Wilde?
Oh, no, he's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was killed by one of the Crofts?
So. He was eaten by the mayor. Or whatever.
And the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Unfortunately, met an untimely end. But
And anybody named Bob or Mike?
Right. And Glenn Toronto.
And Glenn Toronto.
Write in and claim your $50.
That's right.
I think he tried to call earlier for $50.
But, he did.
We were on the air.
He didn't realize how this works.
Yeah, misunderstood the whole process.
No, you really just have to leave a comment.
Right. Well, this has been a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
But I think we got to do, and I've said this before, is we got to do two of these
sleep overnight?
No, we start another one now.
Oh, yeah.
And see how that one plays out.
I don't think it would play well.
With others?
With others. Mm. It's like Drunk History. Oh, wait a minute.
It's a huge hit.
That's a huge hit!
That's right.
Oh, yeah, no, we should start another episode right now.
Okay. The 50th episodes begin now. Cue Dave. Hello, cocktail fans.
I'm drunk, and this is episode 50.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I'd thought of that in episode 48.
All right, let's wrap this guy up and let people go to bed. I could talk all night, which is the danger of the podcast.
And the two cocktails.
Yeah, really, that's the danger of the two cocktails. But you know what? You should go out with your friends and have a couple of cocktails.
Oh, you should.
It's funny because even though we're all good friends, we've known each other for years... Mm-hmm. The conversation at the end of one of these episodes is different from the conversation at the beginning.
Really?
At the beginning, we're talking to you, the listener. By the end, we've forgotten all about you. We're talking to each other.
Oh. We don't even know. We forget to sorry, hit the stop button.
Exactly. That's what's important. Dave and I were at a coffee shop the other day, and I jokingly said, should we have brought our laptop? Before I realized, literally, everybody had a laptop. There was five people at a bar looking out a window.
Yeah.
They had laptops. Mm-hmm. There was four people at a communal table.
Mm-hmm.
They all had laptops.
Yeah.
There was a couple at a table. They both had laptops. There was people right next to us. The one guy had a laptop and didn't talk to the girl who was highlighting paper like it was going out of style. And then there was a girl in the back who had her phone. She wasn't talking to anybody.
Yeah.
The only people talking in the whole coffee place was an elderly pair of women behind Dave and I. Mm-hmm. We were the only people talking, literally talking, in the whole coffee shop.
Wow.
And I was surprised. And I shouldn't have been surprised.
No.
But I was surprised because I jokingly said to Dave, do you feel out of place not bringing a laptop? And only did I look that it looked like it was a battleship tournament was going on.
You sunk my battleship.
Yes. Oh. So get your friends together. Get your Dave and your Fred and your Jason.
Yeah. Shut down your computer.
Shut down your computer. Oh, go out.
Turn off your phone.
Have a couple of drinks and see where the conversation takes you.
Yeah, if you can find a tiki place, find it.
Yeah.
Because that'll just crank things up.
Because they're short-lived. They don't stay long.
No, if you've got one in the neighborhood, go there now.
Yeah, because it'll be gone in about a year.
And you're going to find stuff you have in common. You're going to talk. And people don't do it anymore, and it sounds ridiculous, but we've been doing it for about 100,000 years in various stages. Yeah. And only in the past five did people say, you know, we don't need this.
No, I can just text.
I'll just text you.
But it does.
Which is more work.
A lot of fun.
It is really a lot more work.
It is more work. And that's why when somebody makes you a drink at the bar, that too involves a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And someone's got to truck that damn drink over to your table where you're deep in conversation, not looking at your phone.
No.
You're actually looking at your table mate's eyes. And their ears and their weird hair. Ooh. And you're wondering, do I have to tell them about that? Or is that their thing?
Show hair.
That's right. But show hair. But regardless, someone has made this. Someone has brought it to you. And you are a gentleman of elegant leisure. So please, after you've made our drinks, go out, find a place, show your respect to the serving staff, and tip
big.